Yeah, definitely. I think we had a lot of chances, especially in the first half as well. We said at half-time we just needed to be a bit more clinical. I think in the second half you saw that with the goals that we sort of scored. We're disappointed with the two goals that we let in, but that's just the way we are. We don't like to let in sloppy goals. But like you said, we got the 3 points and we move on. That's two wins now in a row, so we've got two home games and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, obviously, as ever, you're trying to get that passing game going. First half, just a little bit loose at times with the ball, and that's possibly what stopped you creating a bit more. It often just sort of break down in the final third. But second half, definitely a lot tighter, and you really dominated probably the last 35 minutes of the game.
Yeah, we had a lot of the ball. Sometimes in the first half, we was a bit sloppy. As soon as we was getting into that final third, the gaffer mentioned it at half-time, they're being a bit more clinical, a bit more brighter with our end product, whether it's a pass, whether it's a shot. And I think you see that in the second half. When we did get the ball, we broke the lines, we got the ball out wide, and we was clinical with our passing and with our shots.
And, you know, on two occasions, it looked like the game was sealed. You know, 7 minutes ago, you make it 2-0, and then obviously you scored the third in stoppage, and that really should have been game over, but it just made it a bit hard for yourselves at the other end.
Yeah, definitely. I think we learned from that. We look at the video, and we, like I said, we don't like to concede sloppy goals. We're built on keeping clean sheets, and we all want to work hard for one another to keep that clean sheet, and we was disappointed with the two goals that we let in. We could have put the game to bed. I think when it went, I would have took it when it was 2-0, and I think there's about 15 minutes left to go. But then we got the third, but then they come back into it, and we know that we've got to learn from that and try and put that right. With two home games as well coming up, hopefully we can.
Word about your goal, second one of the season for you. I mean, classic counter-attack, and it's a great way to respond to them pulling it back to 2-1. Yusuf involved again, nice layback and a great finish.
Yeah, he done very well when he come on. The gaffer says that from the start, whether you're starting or if you're coming off the bench, make an impact. He's obviously got a goal today and obviously got an assist as well. I think the ball coming from the left from Gabby, he's had a touch. I've told him to cut it back, and it was a nice weighted pass. So I could hear it first time, and I was thankful that it went in.
And of course, yeah, we have to celebrate in front of the fans who are excellent today. They'll have a long but really enjoyable journey home.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think all our goals are obviously down that end, and all the fans appreciate them coming up here. I think it was like 4.5 hours. So we appreciated that, and everyone, when they scored, celebrated in front of them, and obviously at the end of the game we all went over to say thank you as well.
It's been a good response, hasn't it, to those three defeats, because fans, you know, I'm not saying they're fickle, but fans have opinions and things can just start to turn when you lose three games that, you know, it's not working, it's what the manager's trying to do. But a couple of wins and, you know, great home performance last week, great performance today. Amazing how things can change so quickly.
Yeah, of course, this is football, things like this happen. I think Man United went three games unbeaten as well, and I think they won today. I don't know what the score was, but it happens with every single team, and it's how you bounce back, it's how you stick together, it's how you move on. And I think we showed that from the response and the win that we did against Luton, and obviously today, and going into two home games as well, we're looking forward to it. We said before this game, we said it's going to be an hard week. There's 9 points up for grabs, and it's all about who wants it the most. I think we showed today that we wanted it the most. We showed it Saturday that we did, and we're looking forward to Tuesday now.